This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, December 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA faces renewed criticism on ERP. McConnell on farm bill timing and Aggies positive view of AI. Senate GOP, USDA unfairly limited disaster aid. Lawmakers are keeping the heat on USDA over the rules for the latest ad hoc disaster aid program. USDA's method of prorating the payments for 2022 losses is falling the hardest on producers with largest uncovered losses. The progressive payment factor USDA used to calculate how much farmers will get, quote, acts as a de facto payment limitation despite Congress' clear direction on payment limits and reduces the ERP initial payment progressively as economic losses increase, the Senate Agriculture Committee's GOP staff says at a blog post. USDA formula means farmers with less than $30,000 in losses, an estimated 80% of farmers will receive higher ERP program payments than farmers with bigger losses. The blog post says USDA should pause distribution of payments under the Emergency Relief Program and reconsider the distribution formula. Any effort short of that fails agriculture and fails family farmers who have already suffered significant economic harm due to extreme weather events, the post says. USDA's take, well, in a statement to AgriPulse on congressional complaints about the formula, the department reiterates that Congress only provided $3.2 billion to cover an estimated $10 billion in losses. Given that dynamic, choices had to be made in order to direct as much help as possible to those in need. If members of Congress don't like those choices, they can and should fight harder for more resources to allow USDA to fully cover farmers' losses. McConnell optimistic on 2024 Farm Bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks, quote, there's an overwhelming likelihood that Congress will enact a new farm bill sometime next year. McConnell and I spoke on the sidelines of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Convention. McConnell didn't elaborate on the reasons for his optimism. McConnell also stressed the importance of U.S. support for Ukraine, citing in part the country's role in world food production. He said, quote, typically, the grain coming out of Ukraine keeps an awful lot of people in Africa and the Middle East from starving, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Nominees clear Senate Ag await floor action. The Senate Ag Committee unanimously advanced a USDA and CFTC nominee yesterday, clearing the path for both nominees to be considered on the Senate floor. Basil Gooden, the nominee to be USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, and Summer Mersinger, who is seeking another term on the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, both advanced through the panel on 23-0 votes. The two nominees also shared a breezy confirmation hearing last week. Data use limiting digital transformation on the farm. Agri-food business embrace digital transformation yet struggle with data. That, according to research findings published in the Ag Tech Trends 2023 survey released today. The feedback from 807 U.S.-based agribusiness workers, including executive decision makers on farm managers, agronomists, data scientists, IT specialists, and go-to market professionals, offer a comprehensive look into the agri-food industry's current state and future trajectory. Some 9 out of 10 of the survey respondents are optimistic about AI, automation, and advanced analytics to improve profitability and sustainability. More than half of respondents plan to increase investment in on-farm robotics or autonomous systems in the next 24 months in the field, 60.5% for harvesting and just over half for packing at 51.3%. In the upcoming year, 60% of agribusinesses are planning to increase their ag tech budgets. Their main purchasing priorities: precision agriculture tools at 66%, farm management software at 60%, and data consolidation that at 45%. Food giants pledge to cut methane emissions from cows. Food companies representing more than $200 billion in annual sales pledging to reduce methane from their dairy supply chains, the Environmental Defense Fund has announced. The Bell Group, Danone, General Mills, Kraft Heinz, Lactalis USA, and Nestle are founding members of the Dairy Methane Action Alliance. By joining this groundbreaking initiative, signatory companies commit to annually account for and publicly disclose methane emissions within their dairy supply chains and to publish and implement a comprehensive methane action plan by the end of 2024. That according to EDF's Alliance website. As a leading dairy company, Danone is committed to reducing methane emissions from fresh milk 30% by 2030 and to elevate the role of dairy as a solution for health, nature, and communities, according to Henri Broussel, Chief Sustainability and Strategic Business Development Officer at Danone. ASTA meeting in Orlando, warmer than Chicago. The American Seed Trade Association's newly named Field Crop Seed Convention is making a smooth transition to its new location in Orlando this week. That's according to ASTA CEO Andy Levine. The convention, previously known as the ASTA CSS and Seed Expo, has been in Chicago since 1946. Levine said attendance is good, but it's not where we'd like to be. Pre-registration about 1,300, but he predicted that number would be about 1,400 when walk-ins were added. Last year attendance was 1,700. I think part of that, the ag economy, Levine said, adding that the number of companies represented is up. We think everyone's very positive about the location, he said, and the opportunities that Orlando represents at this time of year versus Chicago is exciting. What advantage? Well, yesterday afternoon in Orlando, the temperature was 62. The skies were sunny. It was 36 and cloudy in Chicago. Here's today's He Said It. Conservation without compensation is just a conversation. That Chad Ellis, CEO of the Texas Agricultural Land Trust and chairman of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef on the need for producers to see a return for investing in conservation practices. He was speaking during a panel discussion at the Sustainable Agriculture Summit in Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, December 7th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.